July 22nd is the feast of St. Mary Magdalene, just recently raised to be a feast. And indeed it is. It's a feast of love that this woman has for Jesus and Jesus for her. The gospel is John chapter 20. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear family, I pray that we all are profoundly moved by the love of Mary Magdalene. You see, the way love is, early in the morning, still dark, and she's off seeking the Lord. Well, the tomb was sealed by a huge rock, so there's no way that she could have gone in. But the way the love is, she goes forward. Love does not mind the obstacles. It just moves towards the beloved. But when she gets there and sees that the stone is removed from the tomb, she is taken back, surprised, and she deduces that the body has been stolen. And that's when she runs to Simon Peter and John and tells them that the Lord has been taken from the tomb. So now the three of them run to the tomb. And Peter and John look in and they see the cloth there folded, but they don't see angels, they don't see Jesus, and they go back home. But Mary Magdalene stays, and she's weeping. She's a woman completely taken by this love for Jesus into this consuming sorrow and tears. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb, and that's when she saw the two angels. Well, most people in Scripture, when they see angels, they are terrified by the experience, but not Mary. Mary is so consumed in her love for Jesus that the experience of the angels does not cause her any fear. In fact, she is able to enter into a conversation with them. And they say to her, "Women, why are you weeping?" And she says to them, "They have taken my Lord." You see, she still does not believe in the resurrection, which is a gift of faith. She loves Jesus intensely, but thinks that they have taken him away. Now, all this conversation that we are seeing and that Jesus resurrected will continue with her is for the purpose of bringing her into belief, into the faith. And this is what's going to happen. We see Mary expresses a personal relationship with Jesus. When first she sees him, she believes that is the gardener, not being able to recognize him, because a resurrected Jesus can take different appearances and nobody recognizes him unless through the gift of faith, through the experience of the personal encounter. And so when Jesus says, "Woman," something happens. Well, you see, every time Jesus says to a woman, "Woman," a new relationship is being established. Something new is happening. Remember with Mary at Cana, with Mary at Calvary, and also with the Samaritan at the well, the Samaritan woman. When Jesus says "woman," the woman enters with him into a new and a redefined relationship. And this is happening here again. She's able to see that it's Jesus. And she says, "Rabboni," which means teacher. You see, now she believes in the resurrection, but she still thinks that the relationship will continue as him being a teacher, and she goes and embraces him. But Jesus says, "Stop clinging to me." The relationship they had, where she was learning from him as a teacher, but even more, there was this beautiful, intimate relationship of love, recognizing him as the Messiah. Now she can no longer embrace him because she's going to go into a new relationship with him as he goes to the Father. No longer is he going to be around except in the Eucharist, but she's not going to be able to embrace him as before. Jesus is in this way teaching her to let go of the past, in the sense of holding on to him, relating to him as before. Now something new is happening. And she is sent by Jesus in the mission. She becomes, as the fathers of the church call her, the apostle to the apostles. And Jesus says something also that is new. "I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And Jesus says, "Go and tell this to my brothers." It's the first time in the Gospels that Jesus calls the apostles my brothers. Why? Because now, through the gift of the Spirit, that was the gift that comes from the sacrifice of the cross, Calvary, now we have the same Father with Jesus. And having the same Father, we are now brothers. This is the new relationship that also now Mary Magdalene shares. She has become now a sister to Jesus. We are all brothers and sisters with him. And she goes off and she announces to the apostles that she has seen the Lord. Because Peter and John, no, not the others, they had not seen him yet. So she's the first one to see Jesus resurrected. And we have to ask why. Why God chose her. And I believe the answer is because of her love. Because she was ready. And now she's going to make the apostles ready by sharing her love. But do you think it was easy for her to go and tell them? In a way, yes, because her love, it's so powerful that she just moves on. But also in a way, it was difficult because she knew that they would have a hard time believing this. This woman coming to us and telling us she's alive, that he's alive. But they did run back. And here begins the greatest story ever told. It begins to be unfolded and proclaimed to the world. Let us finish with the words of the first reading, which comes from the Song of Songs. The bride says, "On my bed at night, I sought him, whom my heart loves. I sought him, but I did not find him. I will rise then and go about the city. In the streets and crossings, I will seek him, whom my heart loves." We can see why the church chooses this reading for the day of Mary Magdalene, a woman who loved the Lord so much, and she went after him until she found him. God bless you.